This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Friday, October 27th. God's word for you today is active witness. This is part one. Our scripture reading is taken from Mark chapter 5, verse 18 to 20. And it says, "Let me stay with you." But Jesus would not allow it. He told the man, "Go home to your family and tell them how much the Lord has done for you and how merciful he has been to you." So the man began to tell how much Jesus had done for him in the 10 cities. Ecclesiastes chapter 4, verse 9 to 10 says, "Two are better off than one, because together they can walk more effectively. If one of them falls down, the other can help him up. But if someone is alone and falls, it's just too bad, because there is no one to help him." We all need people like this. So, I am challenging you to become someone like this, to experience relational metamorphosis. Stick with people in tough times. I have a lot of friends that walk into my life in my time of crisis, and all they want me to know is that they are standing with me. But the fake friends will say they want to be neutral, to stand in the middle. The truth is, they have always been waiting for you to go down. Countless of my friends have gone through difficult times, and I show up for them. If I listen to them, tell me what happened, it is because it is therapeutic for them. I just want them to talk so that they can get it out and heal. When they are done, I simply let them know that it does not matter to me. I assure them that I am here for them. Will you be that kind of friend? If you want to have relational metamorphosis, you need to get interested in other people. Do not be a chronic complainer. Learn to be a good listener. Accept people unconditionally. Help people feel significant. Be sympathetic. Stick with people in tough times and share Christ with them. Luke chapter 8, verse 39 says, "No, go back to your family and tell them everything God has done for you." So he went all through the town, proclaiming the great things Jesus had done for him. This is someone that Jesus healed. Has Jesus done anything for you? Then you need to tell it. You need to share your testimony. Share it with your friends or with your church family. Does Jesus mean anything to you? If Jesus means anything to you, then you need to talk about his love. You need to talk about his goodness. You need to share Christ with them. Is anyone going to be in heaven because of you? Think about it. Is anyone going to enter into their destiny because of you? Think about it. Guess what? Every Sunday affords you an amazing opportunity to invite and bring someone to church, to Jesus. When God touches their lives, guess what? It is in your account. I can never forget the person who never gave up on me encountering Jesus. I used to call him Brother Tosin. He used to irritate me then, but now I am grateful for him. The truth is, there are people whose breakthrough are contingent upon you not giving up on them. So, what are you going to do about that? Is it going to be on your record? Let us pray. Father, I ask for the grace to stick with people, not give up on people, and share Christ Jesus with everyone. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.